So many things happening in Wisconsin beef production you need to know about, and we've got some exciting opportunities for you coming up, whether you're a producer or whether you're a consumer. Come on in, everybody. It's time for Checkoff Chats, brought to you by friends at Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales. Remember, they've been supporting the livestock community since 1922. You can find out more about them, their operations, their average prices, sales schedule, et cetera, equitycoop.com. And in studio with us today is Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. We always point you to their website as well for great recipes, nutrition information, stories about what beef producers in Wisconsin are doing, how checkoff dollars are being used. That's all found at beeftips.com. You're going to want to go there as well when we get done visiting with Tammy about a couple different opportunities that are coming up. One a little bit more for producers, Tammy, and I want to start there because we learned during the pandemic how very important consumers consider their relationship with farmers when they want to know how a product is produced. They want to know where it was brought up, raised, how it was raised, etc. The Wisconsin Beef Council does a fantastic job trying to connect those dots. And now you're working with producers on direct marketing opportunities. Tell them a little bit more about that.
Right. So we are replicating a session that we held a year ago that we thought would just be a one-time opportunity, but we had such positive response from our producers from across the state that we're actually going to be offering four regional direct marketing workshops for producers. So if you're someone who is maybe selling quarters and halves and looking to change, maybe transitioning that to more of a selling by the cut or otherwise, or if you're someone who's just starting to look at direct marketing to consumers and the different pieces that you might need to consider in that business transition, these workshops would be a great opportunity for you to come in and learn more.
Tell me a little bit about how it was received last year, Tammy. I mean, we'd kind of been discussing this on and off, like I said, since the pandemic, how important it was for producers to make themselves available to consumers if they were looking at this kind of a business model. Tell me a little bit about the reaction, what you actually heard from producers last year.
Well, our producers, we could have spent an entire day on this subject overall, and we had a room full of producers who are in this space already. So, as I said, we wanted to just multiply that and allow more folks the opportunity to come in and participate and learn from some of the experts that we have here in the state of Wisconsin. So, four locations: February, we're going to be up in Plum City; March 6th in Viroqua; March 11th in Kaukauna; and March 17th in Clinton. And really the basis of the day, it's going to be about a 9:30 start to about a 2 o'clock end. You'll have the opportunity to learn about licensing and labeling from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. UW Extension is going to talk about, you know, yield and quality grades and the type of cattle that you might want to consider when you're going into direct marketing. We'll have a processor come in and talk about how to develop that relationship between the processor, you as the farmer, as well as the customer. And then Caitlin from our team is going to talk about some free marketing resources that can be tapped into as well. And then in an afternoon session, we'll be breaking down a half carcass. So you can actually see those retail cuts come into fruition from that carcass of the beef animal.
Yeah, you know, it looks like a fantastic opportunity, but you do want to pay attention to things like food safety regulations and not get out of line with that, because that can cause some problems. Have you heard from people that were there last year, Tammy? Did it help them increase sales? Did it help them get things started?
You know, we haven't done any follow-up with those folks, but we do, of course, have on our website a spot where you can come and list your farm products, your beef products that you are selling directly to consumers. It's a chance to showcase what you have, and we promote that out to our consumers across the state. To help elevate that awareness and make those connections overall.
Right. For the price that we're paying for beef today, you might as well have the story that goes along with it and make it a Wisconsin story. If you want to find out more about those seminars coming up, or as Tammy said, submit your own information. Maybe you're already a little ahead of the game here and you're already direct marketing. BeefTips.com is the website to always go to. BeefTips.com. While you're there, you might want to consider your nomination for the 2026 Best Burger of the Year Award. That is something that has caught fanfare. Now, I can recall at least doing it a couple different years, Tammy. How long has the Best Burger been around?
This is our third annual contest, so really hard to believe that it is time for us to be engaging in that and promoting it here again in Wisconsin. But nominations opened on February 13th, so you get the chance to come to our website, as Pam said, nominate the burger joint that you are most passionate about when you're ready to go out and have a delicious burger within your community. Come to beeftips.com, submit that nomination. Those will be open through March 15th.
And then somebody gets a chance to sample them, because you follow the whole process right on through, and it's turned into not only just great storytelling, but some good business for those that end up as top of the heap winners.
Absolutely. So the 8 restaurants that receive the most nominations over that 30-day period get named to our Elite 8. And from there, we have a secret panel of judges who will be traveling the state, tasting a burger on the menu, and assigning a score. And as you mentioned, all 8 of these restaurants see an incredible increase in sales. I've taken phone calls over the last couple of weeks here, people who are wanting to know if we're bringing it back. They've been into a restaurant and talked to somebody on the bar stool next to them that said that they traveled 200 miles to come to this establishment. So it is a great way for us to sell more beef here in the state of Wisconsin.
So restaurateurs, again, anybody in the community, if you've got a beef burger that you are fond of, then definitely nominate them and see where it stands. Like I said, I've seen people turn that into billboard advertisements when they've been successful and won the competition. 2026 Best Beef Burger of the Year. You can make your nominations now. BeefTips.com. What was the end date again, Tammy?
March 15th is when we'll close nominations.
All right, so we've got some time here, so start thinking through it. Like we said, hopefully it's somebody that's local, somebody that is part of your community. That just helps the story all the more. And that's what we're doing, helping you with stories about how your beef checkoff dollars are being utilized. You want to find out more? BeefTips.com has it all. We thank our friends from Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales for helping us out with Checkoff Chat. They've been a part of the livestock community since 1922. Their website, equitycoop.com. In studio with me today, Tammy Vossen, Executive Director and Beef Council. Again, beeftips.com. I'm Pam Yonke.